Sermons is one of the most important features in SolaSites. It allows you to engage the world and engage your members with the word proclaimed. And I'm going to show you how to add your first sermon. So I'm just going to click on a sermon here and show you what a sermon page looks like. This is the Deo Gloria design, but the functionality is very similar across all of our designs. So you can get the big picture by just watching this and create your first sermon, regardless of which design that you've chosen from a design library. You can see that you can watch and listen to the sermon with a video. You can just listen to it, and a visitor can also download the MP3 or PDF. Now, this is a manually created sermon. Let me point out that we do have an integration with Sermon Audio that will grab your most recent Sermon Audio sermons that you've published there and actually create new sermons here in the back end of SolaSites with those sermons from Sermon Audio. So if you are using Sermon Audio, please do let us know and contact us, and we will set up that integration for you. And perhaps in SolaSites 2.0, where we are working right now for it to be a part of that, you will be able to set up the integration yourself in a very easy way. But for now, you need to let us know, and we will get it to where anytime you are posting a new sermon to Sermon Audio, it comes right here automatically. But for those of you not using Sermon Audio, or even if you are, if you just want to add a one-off sermon to SolaSites, then this tutorial will show you how to do that. Let's go ahead and jump in by adding a new sermon. I need to click this right here, new sermon. And it gives us a blank slate. And let me just outline this area right here. This is where you put the content and then the description or outline or manuscript of your sermon. And then this side area right here is where you choose your topic, you set the speaker, the series, any featured image, and any media that is associated with it, your audio and your video. So let's just give it a title, Reconciliation in Christ. And for the notes, I've got some content here that I copy and paste. And let's turn this into a block quote since we're quoting something. And I'll put the citation right down here. Got the main point, outline, and you can have something as little as this, or even shorter if you just want a brief description, or you can have an entire manuscript that's going to show up. And the content that is put here is going to come in under the video or under the audio and under the title. So we have our title, we've got our basic notes, and now let's jump into some of these other details here. Topics. Let's choose Reconciliation, and you can see that nothing is being populated here, and we do have reconciliation. If you did not have a topic in here, you can just come here and click Add New Topic, fill this out, and let's call this Justification, just so you can see how to do this, and Add New Topic, and there it is right there. But we're just going to do Reconciliation for now. And a speaker. Let's do David Stein. And you can add new speakers here, but if you're going to add an image and a bio to the speaker, you are going to need to come over here to the speakers section. And when you create a speaker, you can include their name, their bio, and an image. Or even if you're not creating them, you just want to go back to one that you edited previously. Move forward here. You can go to some speaker that you add here and just put their name. And if you wanted to add an image or a bio later, you can come here and add the bio and the image. But we've already done that, so we've chosen David Stein. Scripture, you just type it out. Colossians 1:21-23, and hit enter. If you have multiple passages, you can add those. We'll just put that there just for an example. And series. Supreme, Crisis Supreme overall. If you want to add an image and a description to the series after you create it here, you can navigate over to series and add the image there. Featured image. So if you are syncing with Sermon Audio, this is actually automatically downloaded for you, and we get the image that's associated with the video upload on Sermon Audio if there is a video. But if you aren't using Sermon Audio, you want to put an image here. You might want to get a screenshot of your video and put it there, or you can just choose an image. And as we've noted in the Pages tutorial, we've got this great little integration with Unsplash that provides free, both free money-wise and also royalty-wise. It's legally free to use these images. And I'm just going to type here clouds and sun, and let's see what we get. Okay, so we're talking about reconciliation in Christ. I'm just going to put this here. You can choose any image. There's not necessarily a direct correlation here. And we're going to set it as featured image. You can see that this icon is set as featured image. This would be to add it into the actual post content. But let's choose that as a featured image. And why this is important is because when your sermon is shared on social media, number one, you want an image to be associated with it. People oftentimes will click on links when they have an image associated with it. And this is where you choose which image is associated with your sermon. A second reason why you want to choose an image is because on our homepage, on the homepage of all of our designs, we often have places to have a featured sermon. And oftentimes, part of the design, we include an image that can be associated with that sermon. So we strongly recommend associating an image with each of your sermons, pages, and blog posts. And this Unsplash integration makes that really easy. And if you have the Sermon Audio integration, it's going to get the screenshot of the video automatically. And now, one of the most important parts of the sermon is the media. And you can choose to have just audio, or just video, or even just a PDF, or you can have a mixture of any of the three. So let's just start with audio. I've already uploaded a sample MP3. You can see that these are grayed out because we cannot select an image. But right here I've got an MP3. And if you need to upload one, you just click on this tab here and you can select files from your computer and upload them. We only allow MP3s for audio. We don't allow WAV or any other files. So I've already uploaded this. Let's just go ahead and select that. And here it is. You can always edit it or remove it and get another one. Now for video, we allow you to post any of three types of links. Videos that are hosted on YouTube, on Vimeo, and on Sermon Audio. Now don't be confused with the Sermon Audio link. This is not how the Sermon Audio integration works. This is for if you're not using this integration, but you still wanted to put a Sermon Audio video in here and have it featured for this sermon. But let's just go ahead and grab the link here. And you don't have to get the embed code or anything. All you need is this link right here, or you could even grab this link right here. We've got the link, and we're just gonna paste it. And in the back end, we do the heavy lifting. We know that this is a YouTube link, and we will wrap it in the proper embed code. And I don't wanna bore you with those details, but whether it's YouTube, Vimeo, or Sermon Audio, you can paste any link here that has a video, and we will make sure that it looks good on the front end of the sermon page. And lastly, the PDF. Again, you don't need this, but if you are going to be having an outline or some notes or a handout that you want to be able to be downloaded, you can add that here. If you want to provide members with some resources throughout the week that they can access and maybe print off or discuss with their family, this PDF download is a great place for that. Or this content right here is a great place for that. Maybe some question answers or discussion questions that fathers or mothers or friends or roommates can go through with their family and friends and discuss throughout the week as they review the sermon. So we've entered all the information. Everything is not needed, but we strongly recommend some type of media and some image and a title. Those are pretty much the most important parts. And now lastly, we're just going to publish this. And let's go ahead and take a look at it on the front end. And here it is. We've got the video for watching and listening. We've got the audio to listen to it. And we have the download links, as well as a brief bio about the author. The user can click on this and see all the sermons by David Stein right here. And this is why we recommend a picture and a bio, because these things are used throughout the site. And then also the notes or the manuscript, the outline for the sermon. So you've just posted your first sermon onto SolaSites, and we hope that you continue to post many more so that you can engage your world and engage your members for the glory of Christ.